When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
First Rate Ag in Holdridge. Great First place, rate. Great people. Full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Bill is the logo over there.
He is. Business. I love that logo.
First Rate.
There it is. He should be on a t-shirt.
He should. God, I can't wait to get those guys down here. They're going to come down and visit us.
What are they doing?
They want to meet us at the Bird. But like right now, they're just rolling. I mean, I was told I had to drive to around the bend to go see McSafety, the godfather of safety, then come back. Then I went back to Omaha Country Club, then came back. So jeez. I drove. Three of the drives were in prime harvest time, and there is harvesting going on. It's insane out there.
Oh, it is.
It's insane. It's fun to watch.
You can see the dust. Yeah,
the dust. It's just everywhere. A dust bowl right now.
Yeah.
Extremely dry.
Dry and dust.
Yes.
Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker. Chris mentioned the ticket. And by the way, how was the conference call yesterday?
Conference call was yesterday, but it was hard to hear. They're in the combine. Parker was in the combine. He was working steering with just his wrist. Just steering like this, talking to me, no big deal. Just steering it right down. If you go off like an inch or two, you're going to screw the whole thing. No, just whipping.
Is that right?
Just whipping right down. He was doing soybeans. Soybeans, corn will be starting this week.
He's in the combine.
Yeah, he's in the combine. And like I said,
imagine, on a
speakerphone, steering with just his wrist like that. Imagine doing that size of machine. Imagine you and me in charge of a machine that size.
Multitasking right there, too.
It scared me when you said if you just veer a couple inches, it's
off.
It's
yeah.
trouble.
Yeah, I veer off a road. When I drive to the gym from here, I'll veer off the road. I go off the road probably 10, 12 times a day. Because all of a sudden you hit rumble bars. And rumble bars, they were made for me. 100%. Thank goodness.
Please be careful out there, Bill, when
thank
you're
you.
Driving.
Please. I pay attention. I'm just not.
I know you do.
I'm just not a good driver.
No, I know you do. I know you pay attention.
Sip's not allowed to drive on road trips at all, so he feels
we're okay.
Good.
We're okay with that, too.
We are. It is time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here
we go.
Yeah.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, Fridays have been freaky football Fridays recently. Is that what it is
today?
And
we're sticking with it.
All right.
We're going football.
And there's the flip.
The flip is there. We have headlines also if you want them.
I want them.
Oh, we need the headlines.
The pageantry of punting. The pageantry of punting. The evolution of football elevation. The evolution of football elevation.
Subhead.
So you're going to see something very unique this week. When you watch Rutgers punt, so one of the evolutions has been of the rugby punt and the Australian influence into the punting game.
Okay, you have my attention.
It's been incredible with the number of punters from Australia. Brian Buscini is a very good rugby punter. We had it in when I was with him. We called it rodeo. It was a rugby punt, and he was also very good at this skill set. But what you're going to see from rugby from Rutgers is going to be bizarro world. The punter's back there, and no one is back there with him, really. There's no shield. which means so when the shield lines up back there, Steve, there's three guys back there in general. They're all eligible to catch a pass, but they're 8 yards deep.
Mm.
Now Rutgers brings all those guys up towards the line of scrimmage. Okay. So now they're eligible receivers, and they play with more skill guys on the field.
Oh, they do.
And what you're going to see from the rugby punter, so they're going to snap the ball, and he's going to rugby, which he's going to roll to his right. But he has the ability to punt that ball straight or to go cross field with it. And so what you're going to watch is going to be an incredible matchup in what they get done, because they get more population down the field faster than anybody I've seen.
Why is that?
Because they use smaller people on the field to get down the field.
Okay.
And then also but what they do is they feel, because of the rugby skill set that the punter has, of he's used to playing the game of running the football and punting a ball, it's normal for him. So he can just kind of take off, and he sees what the defense is doing. If they're coming out of him, boom, he can punt the ball now, or he can go cross field with the ball also. So they have different ways to defend with what's going on. It makes your block difficult. You're going to want to bring the, if Nebraska's bringing a block, I'm going to assume this, they're going to be coming heavily from the left side to come to the punter's foot.
Yes.
He's a right-footed
punter. Makes sense.
So they want to come disrupt him from that side to speed him up.
Yeah.
But when you just watch it, you watched the NFL last night. This is completely non-traditional, and it's extremely unique to watch and how the game has changed. There's several of the rugby punters. I've had to go against three of them, I think, in my career that can punt with their right or their left foot.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, imagine if they can all of a sudden catch the ball and they can roll left and punt it. So what happens with the roll is this. They catch the ball and they start to move. What else is going? Clock's moving. Tick, 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 tick. Usually it's like, boom, we're going to catch, boom. I'm going to frame it. I'm going to punt it. I'm going to get the ball off on time. So when you're buying time with the movement, that also allows more time and coverage down the field. So it's a very unique challenge for the special teams of Nebraska on their punt return versus the punt team.
I got two questions.
Yes.
Two big ones. Why wouldn't you flood the right side if you're the defending team? Just flood it.
So when you come after him, you basically assume, and you have to have, there's a way you account for it, and you do. But the difference is when you take the deep guys and you bring them up towards the line of scrimmage, now they're in position to catch passes down the field, they're eligible.
Yeah.
So they've got five eligible guys.
Oh.
So you've got to cover those five guys.
So you can't just flood them.
You can't just leave them.
Right.
And so you're nervous about, well, if I just leave him and they just throw it to the guy, he can catch it. Now the chance they're going to throw it to him, it's slim. It's slim.
It's still there, though.
But it makes you go through a lot in your mind. But yes, that's what you want to do. What he's good at is all of a sudden, so when he catches the ball and he starts to move, he sees pressure, boom, ball's out, and he changes the launch point from here to here, from right to left, and so he punts away from the block.
Okay.
That's what's unique about this, and that's what's unique about the skill set of a true rugby punter.
They have a true rugby punter. Yeah. Then the other question is, why don't more teams, or why doesn't everybody use smaller guys that can flood the coverage?
Well, sometimes it's based on your punter, what he can do. Does he have that skill set to be able to move, to be able to change things up and change the launch point to be able to get that done? That's one of them like that. And also, it's unique. They'll have chances. You can get pressure in his face, and then all of a sudden like that, they kick. So when you try to block a punt that is a rugby punt on the move, I would always teach my guys, we just have to get within 4 yards of him. We don't have to get to his foot, because the ball will have a lower trajectory coming off his foot. So if I get close to me and Jake right here, I have a chance to get in the flight lane with my hands and be able to hit the ball. So that's what you're looking for. But you know right away, if he feels pressure, he's going to instantly pull up and change the trajectory of the block point and the ball.
They know how to do that.
So they know how to. So it just, when you watch the game, you're going to watch it, and it's going to be a lot different from other teams that you see. It'll be different than, from what I've seen to this point in time of Nebraska, it'll be different than what Nebraska does.
Oh, yeah, it'll be different.
It's just very unique.
Yeah.
So it's the pageantry of punting.
The
evolution of football elevation.
Elevation. It really did change things.
So it's changed.
How does it affect the return game? Will Nebraska be able to return
punts? It'll be very difficult, because they'll get population down the field faster with more skill guys. In general, I was a shield guy, I always want to play with tight ends back there, because they could still get involved in coverage. Sometimes I saw a game the other day, and it was a good team, and they had three offensive linemen back there. That means they have three offensive linemen and a punter. That eats up four guys. That means they only have seven guys
to cover.
So that makes it hard. A chance for returns are big. But when you have more skilled guys down the field faster, it makes it very, very difficult. What you have to avoid, the most critical thing that you have to do as a returner is avoid the yardage. So it's not all about the return. Where Nebraskan can be brilliant is, do they field the ball in the air or off of a one hop? Because if the ball hits off the roll and it hits one time and they just Peter call and get away, it can roll. In general, when the ball hits the ground, it's 18 yards. That's how far it rolls. So you can give up two first downs. So you can save a ton of yards by being a shortstop and just field the ball.
Tough. Easier said than done, though.
Easier said than done, because the ball's on the run. How you gotta handle it. Have an athlete
back
there. And it's got to be off a one hop. Once the ball goes into roll mode, which means the ball's rolling, not hopping, you got to get away from that. Mm-hmm. On the one hop, I would teach one hop ball would be get in front of it. One hop. There's people coming at you.
Yeah.
Field the ball. Get down. Because you just saved 18 yards, the ball was rolling this direction.
Oh, God.
So look for the yards that get saved by taking away the roll
in
this game. So
it's complex.
So it says in one play, their punt versus Nebraska's punt return, there's all kinds of variables going on.
Right.
So I thought it'd be interesting for the fan base.
Oh, that's extremely interesting.
To take a look at it, because that's what's going on. And that's discussed today. That's discussed in meetings today on both sides.
I wish you would have said this yesterday. I could have used it in a speech. Now it's just empty calories.
Just empty, empty calories. Jake, can you give me one more minute?
Yes, Bill.
I mean, one more minute right there.
Yeah.
Also, watch for the tight end in the flat on the bluff throw on third and fourth and short.
Repeat
that again. Please. One more time.
Watch for the tight end
slowly,
in the flat.
Slowly, please.
We call it bluff. You're going to see a midline action out of the quarterback and the running back, which is quarterback steps directly back. The running back is downhill. The tight end's coming back to block on inside on away zone, and then he will slip it and get to the flat. You'll see that they'll do that several times. It'll be a first down call, but a third and fourth and one, look for the bluff. That play will come up.
Okay. I need one more minute.
Yeah, go for it, Bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we go. Syracuse UNLV, infatuation game. That is so cool. It's tonight.
Tonight.
Syracuse at UNLV. Purdue at Wisconsin. Comparison game. Played
is that
Purdue.
Tomorrow?
Played Purdue. Now you play Wisconsin in the future. If I'm a Nebraska fan, I'm loving to watch that a comparison game. See that game. Indiana at Northwestern, comparison game. Don't play Northwestern, but watching Indiana, what do you think of them in that case? West Virginia at Okie State's rabbit hole game. Whoever loses that game, things are going to go south bad. It's going to turn south bad. Whoever loses that game.
Okie State got rolled by Kansas State last week.
Yes.
Rolled.
West Virginia, Okie State. UCF, Florida, crazy game. What can happen in that one?
Yeah, what is going to happen in that one?
I'm kind of think Florida's going to win for some reason, but I don't know why. KU at Arizona State. Kansas is 1-4, I believe.
Correct.
One and four, going to a tough game at Arizona State. They got a big physical running back. Unbelievable at that.
And then, probably got him by cheating.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Antonio.
Texas Tech at Arizona. Incredible game coming up. That will be a 42-41 game.
Will you be able to watch these games?
I would be up. That comes on at 10. I'll be very excited.
10 p.m.?
Yes. The pageantry of punting. Watch it in the game tomorrow. You'll enjoy it.
I will. That's interesting.
I'm sorry I didn't give that to you earlier, too, for your speech. I usually try to do that.
I like the empty calories.
Yeah. Damn it.
It's like the kiss you just
had. I just don't. And I shouldn't eat those. The thing I don't understand is why more teams don't flood coverage with smaller players.
It's harder. There's levels to it to be able to get done. Also, you're going to see like that. So what they work on the most, everybody's right away, is like, hey, they're going to bring pressure into the rugby. So they work on that. So they're not like going, oh, what happened?
Right.
Well, they brought the pressure into it.
It came hard over the left side.
Rutgers knows that's coming because you can't catch it from the backside because the backside guy's not going to get there. He's rolling away from you.
Football, Jake, is not simple. It's not.
Never said it was.
Simple.
No. Sometimes if they're.
When you hear somebody say, oh, come on, it's an easy game. No.
If they were a team that really strived on the rugby punt to hit the ground at 20 yards and get a major roll out of it, at that point in time, I'd always go with two returners, but not not side by side, one short and one up. So if the ball got punted at 20 yards, I had someone there to field the ball to take away that roll again as things go.
Do rugby punters annoy you,
Jake? They annoy me.
Do they?
Yes.
Me too. I prefer Ray Guy.
I like to see the booming punt.
Yeah, Ray Guy.
Yeah.
Stand back there, catch it, and boom it.
Regular punting.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be that way.
And to go to the next level, you have to do that because it's a different set of rules, because you can't release down the field in the NFL until the ball's punted. So if you watch that, they basically have one formation for punt, one only. And there's a slight change up here and there where they'll press one gun. A slight change up. But it is the same exact look for every single team as you're getting ready. That's why you see it's very difficult to block punts in the NFL, because it's like everyone's doing, when you're practicing against these other all week, you're also practicing against the other teams. It's very, very similar with what they're going to have.
The more we talk about Greg Schiano and his methods, the more he annoys me. so I hope they fall to Nebraska and other teams.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty.
Lose to Nebraska and just, you know, Greg, lose to others too.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right
now. Ben's dismayed with me right now.
464.
Unprofessional, Ben. Is that what we're going for?
85, your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Jill. Today is a Film Friday. You guys are 3-1 on the week. You clinched a winning week.
Wait a second. Yeah. We're 3-1?
You've won three straight. You lost Monday. You've won three straight. Things are going well.
Yeah.
Yes. We're back. Track.
We're back.
Today's
look at the
topic is... you guys are overall...
What are we?
23-21 yeah. overall.
Not all the way back.
Good luck, Bill. 1-2.
Yeah.
And by myself.
Seinfeld last Friday. That was a good win. Today's topic is Mel Gibson movies.
Oh, God.
You know,
no.
Mel Gibson. Call us up. 464.
Why, God,
5685.
A Friday before a big home game.
We're doing Mel
and
Gibson.
And you played Fireball.
Yeah.
And Pitbull, and then you went with this. Mel Gibson.
What am I supposed to do? It's a Film Friday.
He's got a lot of family in town. Just mailed it in.
He mailed it in. He did. He went right to Google.
On a Friday,
he went right to Google and just, I got people. I got other stuff to do. I bet the fans are riveted with this one.
Game show starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. They're not excited about Mel Gibson movies today. What would you excite you for a Film Friday, Bill? More Seinfeld trivia today?
I don't know what it would be. I have no idea.
This is going to be rough.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Rough waters.
Okay. I'll be able to talk about the movie. I won't know the name of the movie.
That's Sip specialty. That's your forte, Sip.
So now we're at the same guys with the same skill set. That's great.
Don, how do you feel about Mel Gibson movies today?
Feel pretty good about it.
Oh, boy.
Hoping for the win, but I know I got Sip, and I know Bill's dialed in, so...
Bill's
we'll
dialed in.
I'm dialed in, but I don't have any knowledge of it, Don. That always hurts. It's like being a dialed-in coach with bad players. It doesn't usually go that well.
Easy.
Yeah, I'm really dialed in, but my not very good players.
I got a Sip on my side.
Don, first question to you. What actor co-stars with Mel Gibson in the Lethal Weapon series?
I almost said the wrong name there. Danny Glover.
I have that.
Brilliant!
The only one I knew.
Danny Glover is correct. You might have more than that, Bill. You never know.
Yeah. I thought that was Eddie Murphy.
You would have had that wrong.
I would have had that wrong.
Eddie Murphy.
1-0 lead for Don.
Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. Sip, first question. What 2002 movie features Mel Gibson living on a farm with his family who discovers crop circles signifying frightening things to come?
We should know this.
I kind of have a general knowledge of the movie. I've never seen the movie. I have some...
People of the Corn.
People of the Corn is the guess? That's not right.
I like the guy.
Don, do you want that question or not?
That was like a horror movie.
I've never seen the movie either, but I think that's Signs.
Brilliant!
What was it?
Signs.
Never heard of it.
No.
S-I-G-N-S, Signs.
Never heard of that movie.
Just get this right and end it.
Don, Don, for the win, last question up 2-0. What 2000 movie features Mel Gibson as a peaceful farmer who is driven to lead the Colonel Militia during the American Revolution when a sadistic British officer murders his son?
That is The Patriot.
Brilliant!
I think Don made up this game and then emailed Jake.
Hey, we have a Mel Gibson fan, apparently. Don is that.
That's incredible.
Your job, Don. Yeah.
That was well done. Yeah.
The Patriot.
Don, congrats. You're getting bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win today.
Ah, we took that one.
But you know what?
Thanks for the opportunity, guys.
You bet. And you are still over 500 in the week. It's a winning week, guys.
Don, nice job.
Signs and the Patriot.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want the tiebreaker, Bill?
Bill.
Sure.
What is the film length of Signs? How long was it?
He's got family in town.
In minutes, hours, and minutes.
Hours, minutes, please.
1 hour, 56 minutes. I missed it by one.
You missed it by a minute. He was just a little under.
Hour 46.
Yeah. Oh.
Hour 10 minutes off. Pretty good. Pretty good guess.
You better get the family.
Yeah. They're coming in this afternoon.
I hope so. You didn't care about anything else today.
That's not true.
That's not true. Yeah,
not true at all. I was locked in.
You were locked.
I don't know what you want to have on a Friday trivia for.
You're fine. It's Film Friday. We're joking around. You're fine. It was fine.
I could have done like Jersey movies, something like that.
Yeah.
That
would have been better. Instead of Mel Gibson. Yeah, it could have been movies from New Jersey.
Do Fridays have to be movies?
Yes, it has been for years. It will never change.
Okay. Oh, once again.
Movies, very TV, definitive. Movies, yeah, very TV definitive. Shows, actors, actresses, that kind of stuff.
Okay, I can't do the spillover. I got to get out of here.
That's fine. AD and Raff are here. It's okay.
Okay.
It'll be fine. Can you give your prediction for the game, though, then?
Yeah, 23-16 Nebraska. Tough game. Tension-filled. Hot.
You say uncomfortable. Do you see like some unsportsmanlikes?
No, more just it'll be a gritty, tough game right to the end. You're out. You'll be worried.
I'm not sure the score in this game is plus 16 for Nebraska.
I know you have a different view of this.
I'm just going by what I see on film.
Okay,
I'm just going on film. Nebraska's
better.
To say I've studied them a lot, no, but I did watch every snap of that Washington game, and it was up and down. So, I mean, they should be able to run the football against Rutgers because Washington ran the football extremely well.
Come on, they haven't really run the ball very well against anyone this year.
They've ran extremely. They'll be able to run the ball.
Well, but Bill, before you go and you sip go, we got to give a plug for our friends at Trade-Offs.
Okay.
Trade-Offs.
Grain marketing. Doesn't have to be hard. They make it easy, Bill. How is it so easy with Trade-Offs?
Because it's a teamwork deal, and it's all about, because Adam Ickes, who runs this program.
Adam Ickes.
He is a farmer from Page, Nebraska. So when he comes on, it'd be like anything else, who we'd like to have come in and talk to us about radio? Maybe some old head from radio. He's not an old head. He's a young head, but he has a teamwork of guys put together, and you're going to have likability right away. And why would you ever think you want to go to market without someone you telling you how to go to market? Because one thing about corn is it comes out of the field today. You don't sell it today. You don't have to sell it today. When do I sell? When do I make my most? Because you do all that stuff, do everything perfect, then you don't know when to sell it. Everything's a waste.
Jeez.
Not one good thing is done from it. Not one good thing is done from it. So,
somebody
that can guarantee of when to sell Adam Ickes. Commodities.
Check it out.
Trade-Offs.
Go
Trade-Offs.
Trade-Offs.com. GOTREDAS.com. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
All right.
Okay. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance? The first time you hear it, you do a double take. Your heart kind of flutters. And before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy the moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team. Everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.